You're listening to the Unstoppable Business Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Lee. Susan, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today.
Thank you for inviting me.
For sure. So when people ask you, what do you do? How do you answer that?
It's quite a difficult one because I do a few things because I need to find balance in my life. So I am, I guess, an osteopath and a yoga instructor for the lifestyle and wellness part and mindfulness part of my life. But then I own a social media marketing membership club for the more crazy part of my life, or creative part, I should say.
Gotcha. Yes. Okay. So how do you balance all this stuff, like doing all of this?
I tell you what, I think after becoming a mother, I found it easier to sort of balance so many things.
Really?
Yeah, because when you're a mom, you have to remember when you're looking after your child that you're a mom. You're not a boss. You're not a wife. You know, you're not a friend. You actually have to be a mom, and you have to learn how to balance your work life with your family life. And I think the skills that I've learned from looking after my child and being able to switch, sort of put different hats on, so to speak, has helped me balance all these sort of entrepreneurial businesses that I'm building alongside being there for my family and making sure that my health and my mindfulness is there first and foremost.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So Susan, like, how did this all start for you? Because how did you get to this point of being an entrepreneur with your hands in all these buckets?
Okay, so it's a little bit of a long story. I did actually write a blog called My Life Changing Journey.
Okay.
And it started when I basically got very ill through working too hard. That's what happened around the age of 30.
Okay.
Always been a very ambitious person. Okay. I've always done well at university. I've always done well at school. I've always gotten the right grades. I've always got the right jobs. I've always dated the right person, seen in the right clothes, been in the right places. And, you know, I built my way up from a pharmaceutical scientist into PR for the pharma industry, and then opening my own PR agency and then branching out into different sectors. I listened to society about what I should do, what I should wear, where I should go, what I should eat. And I was just a work machine. I was a complete workaholic. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really look after any aspect of my life apart from work. And I found myself, not surprisingly, in hospital with extreme exhaustion.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And I think that was the pivotal point for me. I sat there thinking to myself, I'm only 30 years old. and what am I doing in hospital? So I just had to sit down I was lying down with a drip in my arm, I guess you can say.
Wow.
And I was reassessing everything in my life. Like, how did I get to this point? This can't be the only way to succeed. What am I doing with my life? I literally questioned everything down to the very relationship that I was in. I was engaged. I was with this my partner for 5 years.
Right.
And at that point, I realized that I was so busy doing what everyone else told me to do, I didn't really listen to what I wanted to do. I didn't listen to myself at all. The little niggling voice in my head going, this is not right, my gut feelings, because everyone else in society, my parents, my brothers and sisters, my friends, they were all doing the same thing. So I thought, this has got to be the right way to go. But I ended up in hospital at 30 and I thought, there is no way this can be right. I did everything correct and I ended up in hospital. There's got to be something wrong here. So everyone thought I went mad, but I decided that I need to start from zero. I realized I was in a relationship that didn't suit me. It wasn't good for me. We weren't good for each other. I mean, from the outside, it looked great. But from the inside, we weren't good for each other. And it was just destined to fail, if not now, if not then, definitely in the future.
Wow.
So I broke up with my fiance.
Wow.
I sold my company, and I moved in with my younger sister, which at that point she was probably like 23. So she was just coming out of university herself, trying to figure out the world. And I had nothing. I had no job. I had no health, no fiance, nowhere to live. So it was a real sort of dark moment for me. But actually, it was probably the beginning or the start of something amazing. I just didn't know it at that time because obviously you can see the position I was in. It felt like I was at rock bottom. So I decided to work on my health because I thought, look, if you haven't got your health, then you've got nothing. So let's just slowly, slowly start there and let's build up. And that's when I found yoga. Hence why my Instagram handle is not just yoga, because I'm not one of these yogi crazed people that just harp on about yoga 24/7. And there's nothing wrong with that either if it suits you, but it helped me get back on my feet. It helped me become strong, the foundation of my body to become strong and healthier. It helped open my mind. It helped see all the things that I was doing wrong. And it also helped give me the strength to say no to society. I understand that it works for you and it's right for you, but it's not right for me. And I'm going to do it my way. And it gave me the strength to do that, which is why I realized that health was such a big thing for me. If I don't have the strength, I can't do what's right for me. And at that point, I decided to go further into wanting to know more about the body and my health. And I went to retrain. I went back to university to retrain as an osteopath. At the age of 30, I went back to university with a bunch of 18-year-olds. Very interesting. Okay. But I thought this is the right path. And it was at that very moment in time. So I had a goal, which is always nice. For me, I always needed a goal and I understood the way my mind works. So I had a university degree that I needed to complete and I needed to learn more about my body and the health implications and how I can make myself stronger. As the years went on, it's a 4-year course, I just got stronger. My mind just became clearer. I just got better and I became more positive naturally. And I went back to the person that I used to know when I was 17, 18, 19, and I was, really carefree. And I was happy. I realized I hadn't been happy for a very long time, but I didn't understand how unhappy I was until I was out of it. I hadn't felt that happy since, in my teens. And it was almost like this positive energy. And this happiness that I had within me decided it started attracting lots of other positive energy. So I started playing on my Instagram because I knew that I was going to finish my osteopathic degree soon. And I thought, well, Instagram seems to be the new website or your new shop front. So I thought, well, if I'm going to be an osteopath, I better start sort of Instagramming and building up my following. And so I was teaching yoga at the time whilst putting myself through university. So I thought, well, I'll start with yoga first because it's about health and wellness. And once I qualify, I'll layer in the osteopathy. But lo and behold, my Instagram really sort of kicked off. And I got massive, well, I haven't got masses of followings, but I got 2,000-3,000 followers, quite easily. People were really interested in health, wellness, and they were interested in my story as well, because I'd written a blog about it. And from there, the world has been my oyster. I'm now got a social media marketing members club. I'm going to be launching my own line of fashion very soon. I still treat I still sort of practice osteopathy, but I treat friends, family. I also became an acupuncturist as well because I was really, really interested in that, and it complemented osteopathy really well. So I concentrated, I still sort of do that on the side, but now my life has taken to me in such a direction that I would have never seen if I hadn't fixed myself and my health and became that positive person.
Wow. Yeah.
And so, yeah, so here I am 10 years later after, you know, working myself into hospital with a social media marketing membership company, helping others like me, not just find themselves, but also help them with their businesses. You know, a lot of people out there have a realization they don't want to do the jobs that they've qualified in. They want to do something different. So a lot of my members are people who either work and have, you know, a little side company, or people who have left their job and completely thought, right, I'm going to do this. I just want to be happy. I want to do something I'm happy in. I want that mindfulness. I want what you have. And they're now opening their own companies, and I help them with their social media.
Oh, that's great. That's an incredible journey.
It was a crazy one. It was a crazy one. But, you know, now I'm married. I have a child. I'm happier than I have ever thought I'd ever would be, if that makes sense. I guess that's my story. That's how I came to do what I do now. And now I just follow the philosophy of Susan. It's health and happiness first, and the rest will come.
Are you an expert or course creator trying to monetize your online course? Well, use our one-page template to get more paying students to your online course without marketing overwhelm or sleazy sales tactics. You can download this for free at unstoppablebusiness.com. Now, back to the show. So during that time, Susan, what were some, like, when you were building all this up, what were some of the biggest challenges that you had to face?
I doubted myself.
Okay. Yep.
So I think my biggest challenge was me.
Okay.
And my biggest challenge, I think, has always been me. And I realized that I am the maker or the breaker of my success. Fear of anything. Like, some people have different fears to what I have. Some people fear that they're never going to make it. I feared not making it on time. I put a pressure on myself. I put a deadline on myself because I had a child, and I wanted to make sure that she was okay. I wanted to make sure that, you know, we are financially okay.
Right.
My husband is amazing, and obviously he does do a lot of supporting in that area. But at the same time, you know, I'm my own person. I didn't want to be at home just looking after the child. I still needed my identity, because that was a big part of my mindfulness for me. And I also wanted my daughter to see that it's okay to work and have a family all at the same time. But I think the deadlines I put on myself put me back into my old habits. So again, I got sort of a little bit obsessed with working, needing to make it, need to make it on time. And I've made the same mistake, which is crazy considering I put myself into hospital the first time around. But right. I've made the same mistake several times, because it's a habit. You put pressure on yourself. It's a stress. And then the stress triggers something. And then you go into your old habit of being in that negative spiral down. So I think probably those have been my toughest moments, to try to pull myself out of that again, because I didn't want to end up where I ended up when I was 30 and in hospital for exhaustion.
I see.
So yeah.
So what exactly helped you pull out of those states? Like, what helped you keep pushing on?
I think my health is a big indicator of the state of where I am as a person. So once I get stressed, once I start not feeling happy, once I start not feeling well, I thought, right, that is a sign, Susan. So every time you see that, remember your mantra, health and happiness first. So even if I have a million proposals to do and I have deadlines to do, if I am not feeling well, I stop everything. Wow. And I make sure I sleep. I do whatever I need to relax. I might need to go for a massage. I might need to go get some acupuncture done. I might need some Chinese meds because I'm very into holistic medicines.
Awesome. Yeah.
I might just need a jog, or I might just need a break. And it's all right to take a break, because I realized in business, if it's meant to be, it will be. It will happen anyway. I'm not saying be lazy, but
right.
When you feel that you are ill and you need to take a break, you need to take it. And I think that has what's pulled me out of it. That was the one lesson I took away from putting myself in hospital, is that I promised myself I wouldn't do that again. So I think that's how I pulled out. I took a point or something that I realized is a signal. And for me, that's my health. And the minute that goes, I know my happiness will go. So I just stop everything and make sure I'm healthy again before I carry on.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I can see like some people who might be listening, they might be thinking, take a break, you know, like how long of a break, you know, when is it enough? You know, how would you answer those questions?
When it's enough. It's when it's enough for you. That's what I mean by taking a break. It's only a measure of what you as a person feels at that very moment in time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just because, don't ever feel guilty about taking a break, because that in itself can damage your mindfulness. That in itself can be stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling guilty that you're taking a break.
Right.
Why should you feel guilty in giving yourself a little bit of self-care? If you're not the best that you can be, then you're not good for anyone, not to yourself, not to your family, not to your partners, not to your friends, you know. So I always say, take as long as you need. If you are in a really bad state and you need to take 3 months, and I know this is a big thing for everyone. Everyone will turn around and say, well, you know, we've got mortgages to pay, we have this to pay. I understand that. Mm-hmm. I completely understand that. But then you need to assess your life and you to make that change to stop you from going around in circles. Sometimes you need to do something drastic.
Gotcha.
Sometimes you do. Mm-hmm. So if it's not work life, if work life is the thing that you cannot drop, then you need to cut out other things in your life. Sometimes you need to just tell everyone to go away, to your friends and your family, and say, look, I just need some me time. I'll resurface and you are the first people I will contact. But for the moment, I need to take the foot off the gas and I need to have some serious me time so I can recover and repair myself.
Wow.
That's what I say to everyone. Yeah.
That's good.
Those 3 months is going to be a very short period, but you can be ill for the rest of your life if you don't even take those 3 months off. And I'm sure if they're your real friends and they are good supportive family, then they'll completely understand.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah. So Susan, can you tell us a little bit more about the members club that you have?
Yes. So we always say our membership club is a social media marketing membership club. And we say we give you the gift of time. So social media is quite a big sector to get your head round or wrap your head round. And some people understand it straight away and some people don't. So we have a number of services in which you have access to. We'll also give you a consultation, a monthly consultation that's included in your membership, so that you know what direction you need to go to towards regarding your company, your positioning or your brand profile. And we also have a great network in which you can collaborate with. On top of that, we'd also give our members events in which they can participate. And they will get they will basically get huge social media traffic through our events, because that's how we design them. Our events are always, they hit about 1 million+ impressions on Instagram.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have events in different sectors. So we have London Pet Week. So people who work in the pet industry, which is quite fun.
Uh-huh.
We have Supercar Brunch Club. So anything to do with luxury lifestyles, watches, supercars, brunch, which is amazing. We also have a Travel in Style, which is to do with anything to do with fashion, beauty, travel, art. And we also have Brunch Fit, which is anything to do with health, wealth, wellness, yoga, and again, a brunch party at the end of it as well. So we have different events in which our members who own their companies can actually collaborate in and obtain huge social media traffic without them having to put all the effort in.
Wow, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we've got everything set to go. There's a formula. Mm-hmm. We differ from most social media marketing companies because we always give return on investment. That is the one right. thing that mm-hmm. I can say. Everyone can say, fine, I will charge you 10 grand or 2,000 pounds or whatever for a campaign. But ask them, what return on investment will that get me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And most of the time, they can't give you an answer.
Mm.
Whereas because I've done it myself, I've started my companies up myself on a limited budget. I completely understand what the limiting factors are and the stresses are when building a business. So every penny counts. So I've done it for my company, and now I've got a formula where it's the correct social media marketing strategy with the correct influencers and collaborations and the correct events will always give you return on investment. You will always get a sales out of it. And that is what our social media marketing membership club can guarantee.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So Susan, how did this come about, this membership club?
It took me a while to figure out the structure. Obviously my Instagram got popular and my friends were asking me how I did it. And they all, like some of them own companies, like they have a lingerie brand that they're trying to sort of get off the ground. They're all quite entrepreneurial. And right, so I decided to help them. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, sure. I can help you. So more and more friends asked me to help them. And I was like, okay, fine. So I helped two or three or four or five more. And then someone turned around and said, Susan, you can't just spend your time helping people. That's great. And that's lovely. And it's good karma. But, you know, you're going to burn yourself out if you don't get something back for it. So why don't you start charging people for this? Because you're really good at what you do. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, I never really thought of it. I just wanted to help my friends out. But yeah, sure. Why not? You know, if I have 20 friends asking me to help them, there's only so much time in the day. So yeah, I'll get to the point where I won't be able to help all my friends. So how can I help not just all my friends, but all these other people that want help on social media? And I decided to structure it as a club because everyone has different levels of understanding social media. And right. I didn't want just a one fixed package for everyone. I needed to understand my members. I need to understand what they need. So I don't need to overcharge them. There's no point in me selling a package to someone if they don't need, I don't know, five of the things on there. It's just money down the drain. So I wanted to make sure that they use their money in a focused way. And I also wanted to collect a good network of people. Collaboration is a big part of social media. And I wanted to collect people that understood collaborations. We have a lot of takers in this world. We have people that take and don't give back. And I realize this, and everyone does. That's just a part of business. Okay, it's just a part of the entrepreneurial life. But I decided I wanted to do something different. I thought this positive way of working and this positive energy that I found works. So I wanted to collect a group of like-minded people that want to support each other. So people who give and give back. And so that's what I decided to do. And I found that when you do this, it works really well. Like positive energy really attracts positive energy. It's amazing how easy everything becomes when everybody supports each other. So I decided to structure it as a membership club.
Gotcha. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So Susan, what's the 5 to 10 year vision for you? Like, is it focused on this club or is it something else?
5 to 10 years. Wow. I definitely want my fashion brand to be up and running and doing well by then, because I've always wanted to do fashion. From my accent, you won't know, but I'm Chinese, and my parents were very focused on me doing academia, which I did.
Right.
But I always wanted to do fashion, always. So even at this age, 40, I'm going to launch my own fashion line February next year. So it's never too late to change. So in the next 5-10 years, I do hope that my fashion line is doing very well. And also the social media marketing membership club is also doing well alongside it.
Gotcha. Okay. So is there anything else you want to say to our audience out there listening?
Yeah. Sometimes getting advice from everyone around you is amazing. And watching these vlogs and blogs of people who have succeeded is also great. But I would probably say the best thing is sometimes just shut out the noise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Shut out the noise. Just forget what everyone is saying. Work on yourself and being strong. And then once you're there, listen to your gut, because 90% of the time you already know all the answers. It's just the extra noise and the extra information that everyone's giving you from all sides that usually distracts you. So if you take away the distraction, listen to your gut feeling, you will know the answer. You'll be surprised at how much you know.